Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Melanie Ball and Megan Baker, who are here to talk about an event coming up, which is called Honoring Art, that's going to be taking place in June. Hello, Melanie and Megan. Thanks very much for coming in.
Hi. Thanks so much for having us.
First of all, Megan, we'll start with you. So Fiat Farm, which is where this event is happening, is kind of has a different take on the usual farming operation. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So our approach to agriculture is permaculture, and permaculture is observing ecosystems. A part of permaculture, the way it was inspired, is by noticing ecosystems and how all the parts work together. And we've really taken that not just into our agricultural practices, but also in how we're involved in the community. And so we find that when we put on events and we involve more partners, we just experience the abundance of working together, everybody in their giftedness. And so we're really excited about this project with Guttar and Minani and her husband Nick. Yeah.
You both have a husband, Nick?
We both have a husband, Nick.
You've had other, like you've had concerts, I think, too, and you also do it's organic farming that you do, I think, right?
Yeah, we're not certified organic, but right. We try to be as close to that as possible. And yes, we've had other events. In the past, we've held a spring bazaar. Unfortunately, this year, we can't host that event because I have a son who's graduating from grade 12 on the same weekend that we would normally host that. And we've also had our harvest celebration. That's a dinner underneath our willow trees and then a concert afterwards. So we've done different things, but yeah, anything that involves like art and food, nourishment, connection, these are the things that really matter to us.
When you talk about artists, maybe we'll go to Melanie for this. So your organization, which is Guttar Altruism, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. Your organization is partnering with Fiat Farms this year, and can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, what we do, not only for the honoring art, is all year round we do workshop and activities promoting arts, but also to reach maybe a population, marginalized population or people in need, to break like isolation. So we do it with arts and craft. There was definitely something coming from the community asking to do something for first responders, military, hospital practitioners. Many of them, they would use art as
like therapy.
Therapy, yeah. Okay. It is a way to honoring them. So we welcome everyone, and we feel the farm is the best place.
And so how will that work? Is it going to be are people going to be doing art there, or will they be bringing art they've already done and displaying it?
Yes, we have exhibit. Mm-hmm. Exhibition? Exhibit.
An exhibit.
Mm-hmm. And we have also like vendor alley, small markets. So people sometimes would do woodworking and stuff like that. But at one point, there's too many products they've made, so very often they would turn into a small business. Mm-hmm. So some of them are going to come too as a vendor.
And will anybody be doing any creation while they're there?
Us, actually. Okay. It's what we like to do when we've been to Spring Bazaar in the past. It's amazing. Families are coming. They're creating live with us. We don't have any artists right now who's going to create live, but it would be nice.
When you say you don't have any artists right now, you're talking about
creating,
people on site. Okay.
Yeah, on site.
But you're going to have artists there that will be bringing art.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to be clear on that.
Yeah.
And when is this happening?
It's June 14, 3 o'clock to 8. And we decide evening because we feel with the sunset, and we want people to connect because that's really the goal behind it.
And if you want to tell us, Megan, where your farm is?
Yeah, so we're located on Route 400, 757 Route 400.
That's south of Russell.
That's right, yes. And the evening, and we're really looking forward to this evening event. We're going to have a concert happening, a live music happening throughout the night. CA and Sunny are a local band who are going to be coming. They play wartime music, kind of bluesgrass sort of style.
Okay.
It's going to be, we heard them and they're wonderful. And we're also going to have a pit master there, Danny Gernon. He often comes to our events. We love Danny. And Danger Smoke is his business. What else? Oh yeah, campfire. Just a really warm and welcoming environment where everybody can come and be safe and connect and just experience the healing power of art together.
How did you get into this sort of way of doing things in the first place?
That's a great question. Well, Nick and I are from Russell. We're Russell babies. We grew up here our whole life. This community matters a lot to us. And we're connectors. We love to build relationship. And we had this vision to create a space that was for rest and refuge and nourishment and connection. I know I keep saying that word, but it's really important to us. I mean, we're limited, right? All of us are limited. We can only do so much, but we love to partner with people. And one of the things that we've noticed is that when everybody brings their gift to the table, there's just an abundance of energy and joy, and everybody does their part, and it's a banquet mm-hmm. every time. And we keep meeting wonderful people like Melanie. And yeah, I mean, our story, the way we met was we were just hosting a working bee at our house to help in our garden. Because again, Nick works full time and we have six children. So there's a lot going on always. But we, of course, want to grow food, nourishing food for the community. One of the ways that we've been able to do that on top of all the other parts of our life is to invite people to come. And we find that people really want to be there. They want to work with their hands. They want to be outside. We've always felt like the farm is a place that we're stewarding. Mirani came out to one of those events, and that's how our friendship began. And then we noticed that we shared a similar heart.
Melanie, how did you get involved with Guttard Altruism in the first place?
In the first place, I was in the military mm-hmm. for 10 years. And I was medically released because I'm fighting autoimmune diseases. So I used to do sport and I was a big runner, like traveling, and I couldn't do those things anymore. And the first thing usually organization would say to people struggling with mental health, they would say, go for a run, do sport. And I was like, what about other people who are stuck at home or maybe in a bed? You know, what they can do. And when you're really struggling with depressions, you know, sometimes it's even difficult to go in the shower in the morning, right? So I was like, okay, what I have left. So I was always artistic, right? So I was like, okay, I think that's the way we're going to do things. And we're trying to reach as much people as possible in the community.
And in the community, is that like the larger sort of Ottawa area as well?
Yes, even yeah. All Prescott Russell.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're partnering too with other groups too, organization.
So do you paint or draw yourself?
I do everything. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Super creative. Yes. But you know, sometimes even we're going to work very soon with the CFFO, and it's another nonprofit, but
Can you just tell us what that stands for?
Yes, it's a good question.
You can say it in French, we're a bilingual station.
Famille Francophone d'Ottawa. I'm looking for the first, for the C, but okay. I'm really not sure. So it's an organization with young adults having intellectual disability. All the people helping for the nonprofits are parents, right? So they are already sometimes tired, you know, and they need to organize all those activities. And they ask us for this year, can you take a few nights? It's Saturday night, and come and do some arts and craft with them. So we're building something really nice this year with them, right? So different. We did work with the group Maltese too. So kind of organization a few times during the year. And we have Heart and Art for the Caregivers here in Embrun. And it's going to be for afternoon this year. So caregivers can come, take the time to relax, you know, create art, connect with each other.
And when is that going to be happening?
The first one is going to be April 5th.
And whereabouts?
It's a sports room.
Okay.
There's a conference mm-hmm. room.
Can people, do they have to register ahead of time?
They have to register okay. on our website. Mm-hmm. Totally free. We take care of everything. Actually, Café Bon Vivant in mm-hmm. Russell. They're going to sponsor, offer the coffee for everyone. So it's really nice. We're trying to work with other small business. You know, when we do something in the community, we try to have other small business from here to help. Like we bought some coloring book from O Color Me. Mm-hmm. She's in Castleman. kind of thing, you know, so we work all together.
You're both doing as much sort of interconnectedness Absolutely. Locally as possible.
Yes, I feel it's really important.
Is there anything else you want to add before we sign off? Go for it, Megan.
I just want to thank you so much for the work that you're doing for our community, the work that you've done for our community. And yes, please come out. Mark your calendars for June 14th. Come to Fiat Farm. And we just really look forward to welcoming you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're both very busy people. You know what? That's who usually sits in these chairs, are very busy people. I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First, and I've been speaking with Melanie Ball and Megan Baker about an art and farm and connection event that's coming up this summer. This is Local First on CGRO Radio and for the Local Journalism Initiative. Last on the dial, first for local news.